The Pop Culture Show is presented by Purity, ringing the new year with Purity Vodka and Purity Spritz. We are the Pop Culture Show. Happy New Year to deep dive into the latest celebrity news, music, TV, technology, and we throw in some of our observations from this crazy life, which it is. We're your hosts. I'm Barnes. That's Leslie.
Hello.
Hello, Cubby.
Hello there. Happy New Year, guys and gals.
Please rate, review, and subscribe. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, follow us on social media. Sign up at thepopcultureshow.com for the Pop Cult. You'll find out all about that when you sign up. So, guys, are we going to be rusty today? How are you feeling?
Come on. We're not rusty. You mentioned the Pop Cult. Let's go back for a second because we're getting a lot of people signing up for the Pop Cult and asking what it is. A couple of things. We're giving our guest list now ahead of time to the Pop Cult, so we'll blast out an email and let you have the information first before it comes out on the show. We're also giving some sponsor swag type things, and we have a blog that starts this year that we're going to blast that out to you first with some kind of beyond the show. So all of that in the Pop Cult.
And, you know, you can review the Pop Culture Show. If you give us a 5-star rating, you could, possibly win one of our limited edition Pop Culture Show shirts. They are limited edition.
Or the mug. Coffee mug.
Or the mug, yeah.
And actually, I have a 5-star review that I found.
You do?
You had a dig for that.
Yeah, this is from KMR0423. 5 stars, baby. It says, best pop culture podcast. Funny, interesting, unpredictable. I look forward to this every week.
Damn.
Look at that.
All right.
That's sweet.
Some swag is waiting for you. Just give us an email, info@thepopcultureshow.com, and take your pick. You want a t-shirt or a coffee mug, and we will send it right to your doorstep. Leslie, there is now a Pop Culture Store. You wanted it.
I mentioned it, and Cubby, you know Barnes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, over the holidays, what did he do?
Worked.
Made a
store.
He
worked on the Pop Culture Show.
Nonstop.
And now we have a Pop Culture Show store.
And a whole new website.
Where you can buy merch.
Well, I felt like we were slagging. We've been around 6 months. It's time to get a new website, a real one.
So you can
get all the stuff.
T-shirts there, mugs, everything that we talk about, you can get it there.
We have a limited edition black long sleeve t-shirt, which looks really nice. Pens.
Do you ever rest?
Huh?
Pens.
Yeah, there's pens. There's a water jug, like a workout water. Take a walk.
Like the 5-gallon one that I have?
It's not a, what's it called? Quiz me, quimo.
Quiz me.
Queef me. Yeah, it's not a queef me.
No, but speaking of Barnes and working all the time, I think it was 9 o'clock New Year's Eve, and you sent me a link. You're like, we got to talk about this on the podcast. I'm like, dude, it's 9 o'clock on New Year's Eve.
But that was a funny thing that I saw, and I was like, well, at least I didn't call you, right?
It was good, and we are going to dive into it later.
Hell yeah, it's
Barnes,
good.
Barnes, what happened to Barnesology? The Barnes I used to know who used to like to lounge, all you do is work.
No, but lounge and work is a good combo platter. There's good football on, you know, all that.
And what were you
stuff.
Doing before computers, by the way? Like, you're so into computers now. Like, what were you doing in 91 to keep yourself busy?
I was writing manifestos. Just, I'd write hundreds of pages, just write everything out. No, I don't know what I did with myself then. I have no idea.
You're such a web guy and an internet guy. And I can't think, I met you in 91. I'm trying to think what you were really into. I mean,
you couldn't text anyone. What did I do with my life? You couldn't do anything with technology.
Well, yeah, I think you were into like music stuff. And remember, DAT players in the car. We had a big discussion if DAT players will ever be popular in a car.
Oh yeah. You knew that wasn't going to happen. No way. The new Tesla update is out. Cubby, did you get it with the speakers? Because your car's new.
I got it, and it's amazing. I just love the fact that when you buy a new car from Tesla, you can technically get a newer car every couple of weeks or months.
The next week.
Yeah.
Leslie, you laughed at me a month ago when you said something about, I forgot what it was, about a car driving on the street and how people, I don't know what it was, but I said, yeah, Tesla's about to come out with noise that comes out on the outside of your car. And that update was just released a week ago where you can play, and Cubby's going to be all over this, you can play fart noises outside on the speaker.
Are you kidding
I already
me?
Changed it. I changed my horn. When I honk the horn, it goes.
No, it does not.
Yeah, sure does.
And the reason this is there, and my car doesn't have it, talk about FOMO. I'm like so upset that I don't have the one funny thing on the car. You only got them if the car was produced after September 1st, 2019, because they started requiring Tesla or electric vehicles to have these speakers, these external speakers. And now they're, so Cubby just bought a car like a month ago.
So you won't be able to get that upgrade at all?
No, I'll just have to buy a new Tesla. Damn it.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. He's going to trade in just for the fart noise.
No, the speaker. Yeah, Leslie, that's a good quote. He's going to trade in just for the fart noise. No, I'm
right,
not.
No, I tell you what, though. It's so cool because, like you said, the speakers, you can actually play music. Like if you're tailgating, if you're going to a game or something, you don't have to bring separate speakers. You hit a button and then it comes out your hood and it sounds great. And you can like entertain a parking lot with the speakers now playing out of your radio in the car.
I thought you would have like a full demonstration for us on the show. I should have known.
We need a video of that. Could you like produce a video of that for us for next week?
You had 2 weeks off, Cubby. You couldn't record the fart noises outside the car?
That's
no. Right up your alley.
But I tell you what, I will drive through Midtown Manhattan and just honk the horn nonstop and get people's reactions.
So Leslie, you can assign whatever sound you want to the horn.
Let me ask you, though, is that any sort of a distraction, though, for potential car accidents?
Yeah, I actually thought of that. I'm sure there has to be a disclaimer somewhere that says, you know, some people might not hear this, and then you will not avoid an accident.
Or you'll scare the hell out of somebody.
Or you'll scare, yeah, I don't know. I didn't read the small print, but I love it.
Whew.
I'm surprised you don't have to have a regular horn in general. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like that, but maybe that's not... Maybe they overlooked that because they thought, who would ever put fart noises in place of a horn?
Right. But I love it.
And you can record, you know, dialogue, Leslie. Like you can record, you could pull up next to someone, put it in park if you wanted to play it outside and play like, hey, jackass, get off my, you know what I mean? You can, whatever you want to put in there. It's pretty funny.
Again, I feel like something bad is going to happen here.
I don't know. Full auto drive, Cubby, is just a couple days away. Did you buy that upgrade?
No, that's 10 grand more, right?
Something like
what?
That.
What?
Yeah.
Am I getting like Apple now?
Well, I paid a lot less because I got it when I got my car a year and a half ago. You could pay in advance and get a huge discount. So I've been getting like dripped out little parts of the auto drive, which is, it's already cool, but the full thing's coming.
I do have a question for you. When I'm in autopilot and I hit the blinker, I don't change lanes. Is that because I don't have full auto drive? Because I thought when, yes, I hit the blinker, it's supposed to change lanes for you.
Listen to you. You just talked about how you had to pay extra to get these things, and now you're wondering why you didn't get these things.
Well, no, I don't mind it because I love autopilot. I got to tell you, Leslie, autopilot's a game changer. I used it driving out of Virginia over the holidays, and
it's amazing.
You read a book while the car was driving.
I mean, you still have to touch the steering wheel every 20 seconds, but it just takes a lot of like ease away from the road trip. I really dig it.
And there's hacks for that. The one thing I don't let it do is change automatically. I just don't want to be thinking about that because you can have it set where on auto drive, it'll change lanes when it wants to. It senses when to get out of a lane or when it wants to move because it's all radar around the car that's
right.
You know, picking. It's, I think it's safer than a human.
I just don't know if I want my car to have more control than me.
Well, ultimately, you are in charge, and you can take over at any second, and it actually reminds you to do that. But it's just the technology right now is just off the charts.
What'd you guys do over the holidays?
Well, Christmas was a little bizarre for me because, you know, we drove to Alabama to see my sister. And Christmas morning, you heard about the bombing,
yes,
in Nashville. And, you know, I was getting emails and texts and calls from all over the place because the bombing was like a block and a half away from CMT, where I work.
Wow.
Although I haven't been in the building because we've been working from home. But power was out in the building. I, you know, obviously there are a few people that go in and out of that building. It was evacuated. But the strange thing is, have you seen the pictures? It looks like a war zone.
I can't believe it.
It's like 45 businesses were destroyed and, you know, over 1,000 people displaced. But yeah, so it was a really weird start for Christmas for me. Thank God no one was injured.
Yeah, I thought of you immediately when I heard the news. And I mean, I know you're not near there, living there. How far are you like to drive right now? How long
will
it take you?
Well, I'll tell you that... our house in Nashville is not that far. It's, you know, it's like 5 miles, 5 to 6 miles. And people in East Nashville felt the bomb. People from 6 miles away could feel the bomb. And it was just strange the way it happened with the van that was parked and the message. And, you know, there was, I don't know if you saw the body cam that the police officer had. It was just, the whole thing was just so eerie. And the fact that it was just so far, just one lone guy,
yeah,
who obviously died in the bombing.
How close to your office was that?
literally around the block.
Ooh.
Were they affected? Like, I know you're not going in there anyway. But...
Well, we're not going in there right now, but I know the power was out and they're still seeing if there was any damage inside. A lot of buildings, you know, a lot of the street closures down there and a lot of buildings have been evacuated and you haven't been able to get into those buildings. But so far, we're good.
Well, again, like you said, nobody seriously hurt. So that's great news. By the way, the only highlight from my vacation was... our daughter's surgery did not happen. Did I tell you that story?
Yes.
Okay.
So is it going to happen this month?
It's happening Tuesday. And we're just nervous about it. And then I made a quick road trip down to Virginia. I talked about that where I got to test autopilot. And it was just a chill time. I enjoyed 2 weeks off. I enjoyed sleep. And I'm ready to rock and roll in 2021, baby. By the way, you can tell I'm getting older because I went to bed at 10, I think, New Year's Eve. What time did you go to bed, guys?
Around 10.
12:40.
You're 12:40? You watched the ball drop and everything?
I don't watch the ball drop. He
was watching J-Lo singing.
I watched the
Dream
glass
on.
Tilt. I had to try out our new sponsor, Purity Vodka.
Yeah.
Like, right. As you can see, we're only a few days in, and I've only got, like, about an inch left in the bottom.
I'm trying a dry January.
But what?
That came to a halt last night.
Yeah, I would think so. You tried it for one day. Good job. Good day. I did make some guest goals just real quickly for the new year for the show because you asked, what do we do? And literally, I did work on the show a lot. A new website, a new store, new promos. There's, you know, we have a new face on us. And the two goals I have, one of them, we need to get a billionaire on. We haven't had a billionaire yet. I'm thinking like... Elon Musk, come on. Come on, Elon. Two of us have Teslas.
Does it count if we get someone from the show Billions on?
No, billionaire. What about Mark Cuban? I don't know why we haven't gotten Cuban on. He was on our show. We couldn't keep him off of our show in the past.
We got to get Mark on.
That's on you, though, Barnes. Because, I mean, there's a picture of you on this set of
that's right.
Shark
no, we,
Tank.
We know Cuban very well. I don't have his cell phone anymore. We used to be able to call him and just literally say, what's
call
happening?
Ken.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to just give me Cuban's number, and everything's been shut down, so I haven't seen Cuban in a year.
Barnes, you're the only one on the show that hangs with billionaires.
Okay. And one I really want is Marcus Lemonis.
Never heard of him.
The Prophet from CNBC. He's the CEO of Camping World, and he has that show, The Prophet. He's got a brand new show coming out. I feel like that could be a possibility.
That could be interesting.
But we need a billionaire. And the other thing we need is an Academy Award winner. We have not had an Academy Award winner
we
yet.
We haven't?
No. We've had a bunch of Grammy winners, and we've had people with number
we
one
need an
songs.
Academy
we've
Award
had
winner.
No Academy Award winner, which brings me to an audio clip that I would like to share. Let's go back. This is Late Night with David Letterman, and this is an appearance that I believe possibly should lead us to our Academy Award winner. Listen.
Tell me about the morning radio show.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what is that? Is that you actually get up early in the morning, or they tape it some other time?
No.
You got to get up early.
I'm up. Yeah. I get up at 3 a.m.
3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It takes a while to shower.
Yeah. I would think so.
And then I get in a car, and I go, and we start at 5 in the morning, and I have a young man with me called Cubby.
Cubby?
That's his name, Cubby.
Yeah.
And he's very nice.
You gotta have a cubby.
You have a cubby.
You got to have.
You know, and he's called Cubby Bryant. He's a really nice kid.
Of course.
And he's
all cubbies are named Bryant. Have you noticed?
Well, thank goodness.
Excuse me, David.
But there were.
Sorry.
That was Whoopi Goldberg on with Letterman. How cool is that, Cubby?
He's a nice kid, that Cubby.
I'm a nice kid. Yeah, that was in 2006 when we did a radio show together. And I still actually correspond with her. I mean, not a lot, but when you were talking about we haven't had an Academy Award winner, I could try to make the call.
Cubby, we can cross a goal off in the first month of the year.
And my deadline is, my deadline is sometime this month or
no,
anytime
this year,
during the year.
I'm saying we could probably cross it off.
Oh, yeah, we can knock it out.
How long did you guys do the radio show together?
We did it for 2 years.
That's so cool.
It was great. It never quite panned out ratings-wise, but it all worked out for us because Whoopi at the time was filling in on The View, and then she became full-time. And then I just took over as host of the morning show, but we were no longer syndicated after that. I just took over in New York. So it all worked out.
Did you know that was coming?
What?
Her talking about you on Letterman?
Well, I remember the day she was going to record it. And I said, hey, give me a shout out. And she goes, I will. And I kind of thought she'd forget. And then
Cubby, that's
lo
so
and behold,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was, I recorded that on TiVo, I believe. So yeah, that was neat.
When you weren't like on, you know, like say in between when there was a song playing or a commercial playing, was she still Whoopi? Like, was she the same person or would she become something else?
Like, no, I felt that.
Is that
I
a performance
like she...
the way she is or is that just her?
No, she's a lot of fun on and off the air. We had many conversations that were off the air that actually couldn't have been on the air because they're a little raunchy.
Oh.
But other than that, she was she always came in happy and she protected us too. You know, like if she didn't know much about radio, so she was learning about program directors and what they do. So if a program director, if we were in a meeting and they would say something to me, she would stand up and protect me, you know. Luckily it didn't happen much, but she was just, I remember she, there was one big CEO of the company and she never remembered his name. And she would always say, is that man coming today? She would always call him that man. Oh, that man is coming, isn't he?
Classic.
It was just great.
You know, I think getting into celebrity sleaze, the biggest thing that people were talking about was this, or is it a controversy about Hillary Baldwin, Alec Baldwin's wife?
Hilaria.
You know, and it's so funny because, you know, she had said that she was, even her IMDb had said she was born in Spain. And it turns out she wasn't. She was born in Boston. And a lot of people think she has a fake accent. And she did finally come out in an Instagram story, you know, to really explain the whole thing. The funny thing about the Instagram story, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but, you know, it looks like she just rolled out of bed. Her hair's all messed up. She's in her PJs, no makeup. It's a little, I don't know, you know.
And her boobs are placed just right for some great like, cleavage shot the whole time.
It's
she's
a
very,
little interesting.
Very organized. What is her deal? Like, why is this a thing, first of all? Why did it come to the surface? Was she lying and then people started calling her out?
Yeah, somebody called her out about where she was really from. I do get the accent thing that, you know, sometimes if you're speaking in Spanish and then you're speaking, I get that sometimes you get confused. And but I think it's just the fact that she lied about where she was born that everyone's upset about. And of course, Alec is like, you know, his anger is coming through again. His temper tantrums are coming through again. He's sticking up for her. You know, they got married, I think, in like 2012? And she's a lot younger. She's 35. He's about 60, 62. And they have five kids.
Five.
I
mean, wow.
I know.
I don't understand it. I'm going to play this is a quick clip of her confessional. And it was about 7 minutes long. But this, what you're about to hear, she just repeats it over and over again. I mean, all she does is say this over and over again.
And I just want to be very, very clear. And, you know, in the past, I would get very frustrated when reporters would report this or report that or like, you know, and I'd try to be very clear. And they'd be like, oh, so you were born in Spain. And I was like, all right, let me give you a spoiler alert. You're the only one who knows. And I would be laughing because it was like anytime I would say it, people just want to label you as something else. And I'm like, I'm born in Boston. It was literally the first thing that I told my husband. And yeah, I'm a different kind of Bostonian, but that's who I am. And you kind of can't change your background, nor would I want to. I'm like really, really proud of who I am and all of my different experiences. And has it made me insecure as everybody over the years? Sure. Yeah, I've had my insecurities, but I'm learning that, you know, what makes me unique is also of value to myself and I can embrace it. And yeah.
She literally talked in circles and said that same stuff.
I mean, I really want to believe her, but I don't know, this whole Instagram thing where she's looks like she just rolled out of bed. Who does that?
You have to just ask yourself, right. Who cares?
I know. That's,
that's what I was thinking.
I didn't know who she was, but maybe that was the goal. Maybe now she's trying to become a thing. What has she done that we should know her from?
Well, apparently she's a social media influencer, but it says she's a podcaster. But I don't know about any podcasts that she's done.
Well, I don't know. The way she tells a story, she just says the same shit over and over again. I was getting dizzy.
Do you think maybe we were all just starved for celebrity news over the holidays? I don't know.
It was a light couple of weeks.
Light couple of weeks. I will have to say there was some hilarity New Year's Eve with Andy Cohen and
that was good.
Anderson Cooper. They were doing shots, which was hilarious. Anderson Cooper was Wasted. There's some funny audio if you see it on TV. There's a lot of funny audio. And then there's a whole thing with Snoop.
I have two clips for you. This is so classic. I can't believe that they were allowing it to go on. I mean, he was so drunk. And he was on, what, ABC? What network?
It was CNN.
Who? Oh, CNN. He was on CNN.
Yeah, CNN.
I felt like at one point he made fun of ABC or something, or they mentioned it in the Snoop. Here's a quick clip.
Clap those little hands. Clap those tiny hands.
It's Andy Cohen.
Shake those tiny hands.
Oh, wait.
Clap those little hands.
That's Anderson. That's
Anderson
Wasted.
With Cohen looking. Cohen's looking at him like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And so this other one is Cohen interviewing Snoop on satellite. So they're on in different places. And the person you hear laughing, which he does have a contagious laugh, is Anderson Cooper, and he cannot control himself. Listen to this.
Okay, have you gotten high at the yes. Oscars, Snoop? Yeah, at the Oscars?
I've never been to the Oscars, but when I do go, okay. You better know that I will.
That's Anderson.
That's on my hit list.
Is there slurring going on?
Hit list, Andy.
Have you gotten high at a late night talk show? Of course. I know. He's gotten me high. In a late
Letterman, Leno, okay. Kimmel.
Have you yes. gotten high on CNN?
No, but in front of the CNN building on Sunset Boulevard, I have.
Anderson.
He's a happy no. drunk.
He seems stoned.
Gotten high. At the DMV.
That laugh.
That would be a no. That would no. be a no-no.
Let me ask you this, and then I'm going to wrap out of this game. Have you gotten high at a Brit? Have
yes,
you?
Yes, yes,
yes! No!
No!
Wow!
Yes!
That's incredible.
This is the dog of all dogs we talking about, Andy. Oh.
Man.
I'm surprised. I'm seriously surprised they were doing shots on the air. Because remember how they used to get all over Kathy Griffin for just something stupid she said?
But, I mean, what is it when you're interviewing Snoop and he's the sane one?
Yeah.
Right.
He's the
right,
one who's
right,
clear.
Right. And Anderson Cooper, when he does shots, he did it a couple of years ago, too. He, like, has this crazy face. Like, you know, he has a tough time swallowing it. Yeah, but they let that fly, baby. No rules on CNN.
Seems like TMZ is reporting there's some controversy over Prince's estate, said to be valued at $80 million. Now the IRS is coming in saying, no, it's valued at $160 million, which means they want more money for taxes. I'd imagine the higher, I agree that it would be worth more than that.
It's been shady from the get-go. That whole story has been shady from the get-go.
Yeah.
I told you guys about when I went to his house in Turks and Caicos.
Name drop.
No, you love Turks and Caicos.
No.
I didn't go in his house, but if you ever go to Turks and Caicos on vacation, you can drive right up to his house. I think they sold it for $15 million. Google it. It's this big monstrosity right on the water, but not like on the ocean at Grace Bay, which is the number one beach in the world often. It's very close to that, but just massive, and you can just drive right up to it. And he's got a purple driveway. And it was
of
raining.
Of course he does.
It was raining when we went,
of course,
so
I'm sure.
Purple rain. So we have a picture. Heather's like standing on the purple driveway, but you can walk right up to the gate. It's not like, and it's one of two houses on a street.
I want to see those pictures.
If you pee on the driveway, does it turn green? Doesn't purple and yellow turn, is that
it's
green?
In the pool, dude.
Okay. Well, the paint's not dry yet. It could change colors.
I'm surprised the new people didn't take the purple driveway out, but I guess that's a piece of pop culture you don't want to remove.
Absolutely.
I guess you guys saw that Larry King is in the hospital with COVID at 87.
Yes.
And Leslie West, I want to bring this story up. Leslie West from the band Mountain, you know, that did Mississippi Queen, he died.
He
75
did?
Years old. When I was, yes, when I first got into radio and I was doing album-oriented rock, you know, I wanted to be Leslie West because my husband's last name is West, but I decided to keep my maiden name because I did not want to be known as Leslie West. So, little known fact, but anyway, he passed away at the age of 75.
Wait, why? Real quick, why not Leslie West? I mean, that sounds fine to me. A little bit like a porn star, but other than that, I like
well,
it.
Well, at the time, Leslie West was 300 pounds, and I was like, I just didn't want to be Leslie West.
She didn't want to get his mail.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. All right.
That's your celebrity sleaze, but we're going to do some TV talk later, and I want to give a big shout out to Barnes, who turned me on to probably the best show of the year.
Oh, we'll get into it.
Queen's Gambit?
That's the answer for everything, right? Queen's Gambit.
Hey, get exclusive video content when you follow the Pop Culture Show on Instagram. Unlock full video interviews and video bits you can't get anywhere else. Instagram.com/thepopcultureshow.
Hey Barnes, I want to thank you for telling me about this app that I've totally wasted my time on, but it is addicting. For all you cat lovers, Leslie, I don't know if you're down for this. Are you a cat lover?
I like cats. I don't have a cat currently.
There's an app called Meow Talk where it gives your cat a voice.
So funny.
And Barnes, this is so funny. And it says here in the description, each cat has their own unique vocabulary they use to communicate with their owners consistently when in the same context. For example, each cat has their own distinct meow for food or let me out. Now, this is not necessarily a language, as cats do not share the same meows to communicate the same thing, but we can use this app to interpret an individual cat's meows. The Meow Talk app does just that. So, for example, I have a cat, a Scottish Fold, a gray Scottish Fold named Jenner, and I went ahead and recorded her meow, and this is it.
Ooh, that sounds like... sounds
now,
mad.
The app interpreted that. It says, I'm in pain.
Okay. What were you doing to the cat?
I was grabbing her scruff to wake her. She was napping, and I grabbed her scruff to wake her up, and she did not want to have, she didn't have anything to do with it. She didn't want to be a part of this, and she was very upset. So it says, I'm in pain. So maybe I was grabbing her scruff a little too hard. I don't know, but I think it's accurate. And then it tells you, do you think this is right or not? And you hit yes, and then you can start forming kind of a cat language for your own cat. And if you have several cats, you can create a profile for like every cat that you have in the house.
This is not just some lame-o. This is a former Amazon Alexa developer of the whole platform for Alexa. This guy knows his stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. This is a legit guy, and you can get this on iOS or Android and just start getting your cats. Now, getting the cats to talk on demand is kind of hard.
Have you done your cats?
Oh, yeah.
Barnes?
Yeah, and I had the same problem Cubby did. Here's one of them. So it was
Sounds
time
sad.
To get her medicine. I don't know if you could hear that very well. I'm having a hard time connecting to it. And so I went to go pick her up, and you could hear her nose is kind of stuffy. She takes medicine, and I got an I'm in pain also.
Wow.
So she's got
now, is there one for dogs?
I bet you there is.
There has to be.
Because our dog never barks, but...
But here's some different, not only pain. Here's one. That means...
I want treats.
Feed me. Yeah.
Ah, see, I heard it.
Leslie speaks cat. She speaks cat.
When did you record that, though? Were you setting up plates and stuff?
I spent the whole weekend.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Now, Barnes, what does it mean when you hear meow, 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 meow,
well,
meow, meow?
I didn't run that meow, through because I couldn't meow, get meow, him meow, to say that, Fran.
It means they're in a Meow Mix commercial.
Here's one. That means I'm happy.
See, I only did one. Barnes
spent the whole weekend. I got to find one for dogs. God.
That one means mommy. Here's the last one. Tell me what they're saying here. I'm going to attack.
That one's saying,
I'm going to attack.
That one's saying, please leave the house. This pandemic sucks.
Do you know how many people have downloaded the app?
A lot. You can find it easily.
Yeah, it's called Meow Talk.
Have fun with it.
One word, Meow Talk. What was
I said,
that, Barnes?
Have fun with it because it is hysterical because your cat looks at you like they know what's happening. Like, what? Are you really coming at me with this app?
I mean, yeah.
Because I was like, I pulled out. I'm like, come on. We have a cat named Little Cat who is not little. I'm like, little? She's like, ugh. Starts running from me. And I'm like, oh, how about you, Lucian? And he just takes off.
Like, is there one that says, I want catnip?
I don't think that's one of them. They're slowly building out the vocab. So anyway.
Gotcha.
All right. TV talk. Let's go. Let's get into it. This is where we hit the TV recommendations. And there's a lot. Everyone is running out of the streaming internet. Everyone is about done. I mean, we need some new. Everything is out.
Everything's out.
Have you seen Tiger King?
Is that your recommendation, Tiger King?
Have you seen Tiger King? Tiger King and Queen's Gambit.
It was a big year for you.
Well, there is something new that Barnes and I talked about. My new one, and you can't binge it. It's not streaming. It's on Showtime. Is Your Honor with Bryan Cranston. And I love anything that he's in. I was a huge Breaking Bad fan, and he's just excellent in this.
Everyone's talking about that.
Now, what's it about?
He's a judge, and it starts out, first episode will get you. His son has asthma. He's in a car, and he accidentally hits someone on a motorcycle, and that kid dies, and he runs away from the scene.
Let's start with the best show on television.
How about Marcus Mumford doing the theme to that?
Name that show, Cubby.
Couldn't tell you. I really can't.
That's Marcus Mumford doing the intro song. That's the one intro that I don't skip past because I love that song so much.
I agree. He's got other songs in it too, but we binged it in one day, Barnes.
You finally took one that I asked you to watch. I've been asking
all
you for
day. Well, I
month.
Knew, you know, it was on everyone's list. A lot of people, it's their number one.
So
and
good.
Jason Sudeikis is great. You know, it came out of those little skits he was doing for, was it ESPN?
No, it was
in 2015.
It was NBC.
NBC, yeah.
These were commercials, Cubby. So it started out as a commercial. They were trying to promote the Premier League. And so they came up with these really funny commercials where they're basically trying to teach this guy about soccer. And he's coached.
What platform is this on?
Apple.
Apple TV.
Apple TV.
You will fall in love with it.
You need to give it some
I'll
people
give it a shot.
Need about an episode maybe or a little into the second one before you kind of get locked into his, you know, his tone and the way the whole thing is. It's so
right.
well written, so well acted, and a new season just started filming now. So that if you start late, you won't have to wait long. I guess this time next year the new one will come out, but so good.
Barnes, you really enjoy this, but about 3 or 4 months ago, Variety Magazine did a Zoom with all the cast. And Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy,
right?
You know, Roy has anger issues. He's a writer on the show. And he said that when they were writing the show, he really wanted to play Roy, but he's kind of a softy in real life. Roy has anger issues on the show. So he sent in an audition tape, and now he's playing Roy on the show.
So
it was
good.
A really cool thing. But he's got this weird podcast in real life. It's called Films to be Buried With. And I listened to one episode, and he just talks to people about films they want to be buried with.
Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing to be buried with it? I mean, do you like it so much?
He goes through,
it,
he has different actors and people on. He just asks them about, what's the funniest movie you've ever seen? What's the strangest? What's the sexiest? Anyway.
It's funny.
He's a comedian in real life. But yeah, Ted Lasso, Barnes, thank you.
No, it's so good. The one everyone's talking about right now, though, is Wonder Woman, 1984. Either of you watch that?
I didn't watch it because the reviews are horrible.
Horrible. It was so
bad. I've heard everything being bad. A couple of people, I put a poll up on my Instagram. A couple of people said, oh, no, if you're a comic fan, it's amazing. But I heard 90% bad.
It was, and it got renewed for another one. That's how bad, good bad it is, I guess. Because I got sucked into the marketing. I'm not really a Marvel watcher. Like, I don't seek out their stuff. But I was like, oh, I remember watching the Wonder Woman TV show. I want to give it a shot.
Me too.
You know, I was like, okay, let's go. And I just sat there going, what the hell is this? I did not care for
it. The girl's hot, though.
Gail.
She's gorgeous.
Gail Gadot? Is that her name?
She's gorgeous, yeah. Love her, but.
I didn't really know who she was at all until watching it. But apparently enough people loved it that it's going to come back. I just didn't.
Right.
It didn't ring true. I know I didn't watch the previous one, which everyone says was so good.
That one was actually excellent, so I think that's why so many people are watching it.
Is it supposed to be hokey? I don't understand. I don't know.
I wonder if some movies don't perform well lately because you're watching them at home. Like
they
need
to be on a big
effect.
Screen. That's what a lot of the actors are upset about because they feel like some of these need to be on a giant screen.
Well, that one was in both. You could watch it at a theater if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they don't want to admit it, but it's trending too. It's going to be you watch it where you want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah, it really is. No matter like when this is all over, this will still be happening, right?
Yeah, that one and the show with the biggest social buzz, Bridgerton.
Yeah, and I know that you're watching it. I'm not.
No, whoa.
You're not watching it?
Take a piss on my brand like that.
You're not watching it?
No.
I thought you were watching because there's a lot of sex.
No. Leslie, you only hear 50% of the things that I tell you. I said the word Bridgerton and you like put it on a spreadsheet that I'm watching it. I'm not watching it. Let me restate that. I am
not. Does your wife like it?
She loves it. It's another soft porn that HBO or whoever's putting out. It gets all the housewives talking.
You said it's kind of like Outlander, right?
It's got like a vibe of like Outlander, like just with the costumes and that bit. It's not like it, but just in the fact that it's a period piece. I don't even know what year, but you can set a watch by it. Every 7 minutes, somebody's having sex. And so every housewife, oh, now Cubby's interested. Every housewife and Cubby
I'm writing it down.
Are talking about it on social media. Like it's, you know, they found gold. I don't get it. I don't.
Well, I know you're not a fan of The Crown, but I watch that like, I love that.
It's
that
got
show.
That vibe, but I think it's a different thing.
See, this is where I feel unqualified for the pop culture show because you guys are just knocking off TV shows here that I've never seen. And is that bad?
Well, I mean, listen, I think we all have our interests, you know, and Lanny and I watch a lot of movies. I watched 7 movies over the holidays, and I'm going to mention each one of them. But
damn, let's go. What you got? What did you see?
All right, first of all, I want my $20 back for watching Tenet.
Oh, you
Christopher
paid?
Nolan. I don't even know what it's about.
I heard
it's so heady. Confusing.
I heard it's very heady.
It says, here's one review on Rotten Tomatoes. Tenet is indeed impressive, although I give up trying to follow the plot.
That says it all.
I wasn't even pulled in by the advertising. I just didn't care. I'm glad now that I hear that.
John David Washington, he's a good actor, but anyway, I will say don't waste your money on that. Now, there's a couple of apocalyptic movies, one not getting great reviews, George Clooney. Midnight Sky, have you seen that on Netflix?
Nope.
He acted and directed in it. Now, here's one of the reviews. It's really kind of sad, but here's one of the reviews that kind of sums it up. It was actually great because he hasn't done a movie in like 4 years, but he is... It's another apocalyptic movie. He's a scientist. It takes place, I think, in the year 2049, and he's dying. But here's Clooney's direction is as cold as the landscape his character travels, never once finding anything that feels organic or character-driven. It looks good. It sounds good. It's as hollow as can be.
Man, people are ruthless. It's so hard to get a good review.
Are. That's rough.
Yeah, that's a Roger Ebert review.
Ouch.
I actually didn't mind the movie. So that's Clooney. It's called The Midnight Sky, and it's on Netflix. Have you heard of Greenland?
Gerard Butler. It was filmed in Atlanta.
It was?
That's why I know the name. I'm pretty sure it was, yeah.
Do you remember The Wife in Homeland? It was married to Damian Lewis. Gorgeous. She's in it. Marina Bakarin. I think that's how you say her name. But anyway, I liked Greenland.
I thought she was the worst actress on Homeland, period.
You did?
And I feel like that's why she got written out. I didn't think she was very good. I thought by far she was the weakest.
I would recommend Greenland. Here's one I wouldn't recommend on Apple TV. The acting's great. It's called On the Rocks. Rashida Jones, who I really like, and Bill Murray. Her marriage is on the rocks. Bill Murray's her dad, so he spies on the husband. And I don't even know the point of the movie. It's on Apple TV. I would not recommend it.
How's Bill Murray looking these days?
The same.
He looks exactly the same.
He didn't change much, does he?
No. He really doesn't.
Yeah, finally, two I will recommend. And then the final one, I think it's going to get some nominations, at least for Golden Globes. One is called The Last Shift, Richard Jenkins. He's a character actor that I know you've seen before. He is a guy that's worked at a fast food restaurant for 38 years. I think he makes $13 an hour. And it's his relationship with the new kid that's coming in to take his place. It's slow moving. Barnes, I do not think that you would like this movie. But it deals with a lot of different topics. It's called The Last Shift. Class, age, retirement, mortality, race. The movie I would recommend is on Amazon Prime. It is called The Sound of Metal. It's about a heavy metal drummer who loses his hearing.
Who's the star?
It is heavy, but the guy's name that's in it is Riz Ahmed. He's an actor. I think he's a DJ and a rapper in real life. You've seen him in other movies. He's been in other movies, but It is a heavy movie, and I will tell you that it's already getting some Golden Globe buzz. The Sound of Metal.
When the movie ends, like, how do you feel?
Really good. It's like a life lesson movie and how he comes to terms with losing his hearing. I know Barnes thinks all I do is watch dramas, but I love dramas. I think you'll like, I do think you would like this movie.
I'm so desperate right now. I'm watching the Chandra Levy documentary on Hulu. That's how far back I'm digging in the files. And it's fascinating because I didn't really follow that as close as I guess I remember. That and a Teacher on Hulu, which there's some softcore porn for you, Cubby. I know you catch those, so I'm going to let you know about that one.
I wake up when you say that. You're right. You got to check out Cobra Kai, guys.
Everybody's saying that.
I tried. I couldn't even get through the first 20 minutes because I was getting distracted. I needed to try again because everyone raves about it.
We really enjoyed season one and two, and season three just got released, and I haven't seen it yet, but I'm hearing great reviews about that if you like the Karate Kid stuff.
Is it a feel-good thing like Ted Lasso?
Yeah. It's feel-good. It's also very nostalgic. You know, if you grew up in the 80s, you saw Karate Kid, and it's just cool to see everybody grown up in different spots.
I went back and picked up a show. You know how sometimes a show, you just miss it on the radar when it happens the first time? I'm watching Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
I totally missed that. Is it good?
So
is it like
good.
Empire?
I'm only one episode in. I wanted to give it an episode and see if I liked it. I think it's well-written. And being from Atlanta, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's kind of a little bonus. You laugh at a couple of things, maybe extra. But just the writing is so good. The acting is so good.
Like High Rise.
Exactly, you dick. So I definitely would recommend if you miss that, go back and check
it
out.
Wait, real quick.
It's won a ton of awards.
Seriously, for those that don't know, I mean, I actually watched your little series you had. Was that 10 years ago, High Rise?
Probably. It was 2008. No, more than that.
I stumbled across it. I actually searched for it. I think it was Amazon Prime had it.
Yeah, it's on Prime.
You're a good actor, dude.
You watched it?
Have you had any auditions lately?
No, it's Hollywood shuts down in December.
Well, a lot of productions have shut down.
I have a bunch that are out for January filming starts, but everything's kind of up in the air because of COVID. No, I mean, nothing is solid.
Although The Bachelor's coming back.
Yes.
I looked at all these shows coming back. Ellen's Game of Games, both of those are coming back on January 4th.
I don't get the game. Wait. Ellen's Game of Games?
You never saw that?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were talking about the new, there's a TBS show that starts this week called The Big Show, maybe?
No, this is Ellen's Game of Games on NBC.
This is another, like, America's Got Talent is the one I'm talking about. With the host is, who's Christian Bush and what's her name from Sugarland? That girl.
Nettles.
Jennifer Nettles is one of the hosts or one of the judges.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch that.
Hey, Barnes, when's the next Big Brother going to start?
In the summer. Dick.
Oh, you got to wait till summer for Big Brother? What are you going to do?
You're such a dick.
I just looked at January and it's like a lot of reality stuff coming back.
Yeah, you got to wait till like March till the good stuff comes back. The Pop Culture Show is brought to you by a brand new sponsor, Purity Vodka.
Mm.
Yeah, smooth. Man, it's smooth. I'm holding up the Purity Vodka 34. This is, you know, this slow, demanding process of distilling the heart of the vodka 34 times, Cubby, it's necessary to reach the heart of the spirit.
Can we talk about how gorgeous this bottle is? Like, I'm going to use this as a vase.
So it really is nice. Well, this one distilled 34 times. It is so freaking smooth.
Well, the bottle's empty. That's how smooth it is.
All of the depth and complexity of the flavors that when you distill it that many times, that's how you get that amazing flavor, and it's just so smooth. Super, super smooth. And I have a recipe for you. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
The Purity Spritz is what I would like you to make. And so this is what you do. You get a glass, and you can either do like you can do a highball glass or you can do like a champagne glass, and fill it with ice first. And then fill half of the glass with Purity Spritz and half of the glass with Prosecco. And then add a grapefruit slice and some mint as a garnish on top, and then enjoy. It's very, very simple. It's called the Purity Spritz.
Follow me for more recipes.
Look at our stories. It's on there. There's a video of the recipe on the story.
Cool.
Do you ever use vodka to make martinis?
Well, isn't that what you're supposed to make?
No, martinis? I mean, would you give us a martini recipe?
I'm not ready with one right now, but I could find one for you. Take your Purity 51 and pour it into a shaker and put some ice in there and shake it up.
Shaken, not stirred. Okay.
And then drink it. So thank you, Purity, for being our sponsor this month.
Some music that dropped. Remember Ali and AJ, the little pop duo?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
They released this breakup song.
Catchy.
Potential breakup song. Because didn't one of them date Joe Jonas or something? But
I mean, they're anyway. Like 60 now, right? They're older.
No, they're not 60. But again, you know, they got noticed on TikTok. Do you have an audio of that?
I do. They got noticed because they came out with a version of that song that's, as they call it, NSFF. NSFW.
Yes. NSFW.
Not safe for work?
They changed What is it? Not sufficient for work?
I thought it was not safe for work, but
not
same
safe.
Thing.
Thought it was not safe. Whatever. Anyway,
have you heard this yet, Cubby? All they did was change a couple of the lyrics around.
No,
so they're getting buzz on TikTok. Here's one of them.
No, all I want is just my stuff back. Do you get that? Let me repeat that. I want my shit back.
So they changed it. I want my shit back. So there's one, and here's the other one. They're so edgy. So now they're getting all this buzz again, which is kind of strange. Yeah, it's very, very strange. There's a new album coming out this week that I'm very excited about. And I wanted to see if you guys can pick up on who it is.
Okay.
I have two clips that they released as teasers. Tell me if you know this. Any guesses?
Sounds very new wave.
Yeah, I kind of think I know who it is, but I want to hear one more clip.
Here's the next one. Any guesses?
I don't.
New record this week. I'll give you a hint. Lastly, it's in your city.
Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon.
I love Kings of Leon.
It's been almost 5 years.
It's been a long time, yeah.
Yeah, since they've had new music. So new KOL dropping this week. I am a huge fan.
That was a tough one, though.
They're smart, though. They moved here early on, as you guys know, like Jack White did and the Black Keys, and bought a lot of buildings and... They're very well set. And of course, Caleb is married to the beautiful Lily Aldridge.
Yeah, I love that band. They were so big in England first, before anything in the U.S.
Thanks for that tip, because I didn't know that was coming out this week.
On the tip.
It sounded very new wave to me.
The one song did, definitely.
Yeah.
Wanna get intimate? Subscribe to The Pop Cult at thepopcultureshow.com and get VIP insider access to the show with bonus content, exclusive videos, and freebies. Anything happening on the show will come to you first. Sign up free and join the pop cult at thepopcultureshow.com.
All right, guys, I want to jump into a quick newsmaker guest. There's a really cool football league that is coming, I think it's in the next month or so. We'll get all the details, obviously. But Sohrab is the CEO of the Fan Controlled Football, the FCF. He's our guest today. Hey, Sohrab, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Sohrab Farudi. Now, where are you based, in L.A.?
Yeah, just outside of L.A. in Temecula.
Everybody is talking about your league. I saw where you signed Johnny Manziel, who, of course, was a Heisman Trophy winner. And the big question always comes, what is the league?
Yeah, well, look, I think that the fun part's going to be telling everybody what the league's about over the next month here. Our first game's on February 13th, and really going to start unveiling a lot about what this league is over the next few weeks. But at the heart of it, this is real football. So it's 7-on-7 indoor football played on a 50-yard field, you know, shoulder pads and helmets, guys coming out of college that are, you know, really, really talented athletes, obviously Johnny being in the league. But then we've really kind of layered in this video game concept on top of it, where fans are making the decisions, everything from the team names and the team logos were fan designed and fan picked, And then when we get down to game day, fans are going to actually choose the players that they want on their teams and call the plays in real time, just like you're playing a video game. This is really about kind of the next level of engagement for fans in terms of that lean forward experience in sports.
So how do people participate when they're watching a game? Like, what are they doing? They have a remote control in their hand and they're voting. I mean, how does this work?
Yeah, so it's all being done on Twitch. And so you go to the website fcf.io. You register and you pick a team. So our teams are led by some big time celebrities and athletes, guys like Marshawn Lynch and Richard Sherman and Quavo, Bob Menery. A lot of these people that have millions of followers, and they're really kind of driving that engagement from a fan standpoint. So when you register for a team, you get a chance to basically make decisions for that team, everything from the roster design and development to the branding of the team. And then on game day, our games will be live streaming on Twitch, and you'll go to Twitch, watch the game just like you would, watching a video game. But Twitch has something called an extension platform. And what it is this basically real-time overlay on top of the video player. So as you're watching, you're actually calling plays and interacting with the sport itself. Four diagram plays will pop up. Fans will all get to vote on what play they want to see happen. And in real time, the quarterback will actually get the play relayed to him that the fans chose. And you'll get to watch it unfold on the field. So yeah, it all happens right in front of your eyes.
It's pretty fascinating. So will there be an actual coach and referees?
Absolutely. Yeah, look, this is professional football. I mean, the guys that are coming to play this game, again, Johnny being one of them, a lot of the guys we're getting are right out of college or a couple of years out of school. These guys are still pursuing their dream, right? There's really nowhere else. If you look at, football is very different than other sports. Basketball has got an overseas league. Baseball has got a huge minor league system. Football has nowhere for players to go after college. And so we're giving these guys an opportunity to come play. We're not, calling ourselves a developmental league. That's not what this is about. We want to be a standalone league, and we want to really create something special here. And we want to let these guys build their brand both on and off the field. But these are incredibly talented guys. It's real football. They're coached, they're coaching, they're getting their training. We have a bubble that they're all going to be living in for the 3 months of the season. So the football side of this is very, very real.
It looks a lot like, from the videos on your website, like arena football. Is it kind of like, is that look accurate, or did you take footage from something else?
So we actually tried the concept out. So we owned a team in the indoor football league, and the footage you see, the pictures you see from a team called the Salt Lake Screaming Eagles, which was the first fan-controlled team. We actually owned a team in the indoor football league back in 2017, and we let fans make all these decisions. So we kind of, that was our beta test for this concept.
So cool.
We even let fans call all the plays. It was a 10-team league at the time. Our team was the only team that let fans make these decisions. And everything from hiring the coach, naming the team, picking the players, and then we built a mobile app. And for 16 games, fans called all of the plays in real time for the team. We had the third-ranked offense in the league called by the fans. Our quarterback was Offensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, really just kind of checked a lot of boxes from if you turn the keys over to the fans, what happens? And there was a lot of success. So that gave us the confidence to kind of move forward with this idea of a whole league where the fans are in control.
I feel bad, though, if you're a punter in this league, because when I'm playing a video game, if it's fourth down and 20, I ain't punting. I'm still going for it. I mean, there's going to be some crazy plays going on.
The good news is there's no kicking. So we've actually we've modified the format here. So it's 7-on-7. There's no punting. So on fourth down, you got to go for it. We've created something called the fifth down. So fans actually during the week get a chance to win a fifth down for their team by participating in a bunch of competitions and things. And then during the game, if your fans won a fifth down for you, the coach can actually use the fifth down rather than if they don't make it on fourth down. Our extra point is a one-on-one battle between a wide receiver and a defensive back. So rather than coming down to a kicker's foot, who's been sitting on the bench that nobody really cares about anyway. No offense to the kickers out there. But, you know, we want to see the athletes on the field playing the game. And so, you know, our extra point battles are a one-on-one between wide receiver and DB with the quarterback having a couple seconds to throw the ball. So really kind of changed a lot of the format. We have one-hour games. You know, this isn't about a three-hour competition. These are quick, fast, you know, hard-hitting games, you know, high-scoring. So, and then it's all about entertainment. This is as much entertainment as is sports. You know, Johnny, one of the reasons, I don't know if you kind of read what he said, but one of the reasons he wanted to come play was we're going to give him a chance to be himself on the field and off the field. Like, we want him to be the showboating, you know, Money Manziel guy.
Of course.
That everybody in college loved, right? I mean, the guy had Texas A&M, that's the house that Johnny built, right? So, and the reason is because he was electric and dynamic as a personality as well. And that's what we're looking for from our athletes. It's as much about connecting with the fans and entertaining them as it is about the sport itself and playing good football.
Where will the games actually be played?
We are playing in the Infinite Energy Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. So we're doing a build out of that. We're taking over the whole arena for 3 months, and really kind of building this out like you would see American Ninja Warriors or, you know, a WWE type of set. So all the lights and the glamour and the show. I mean, it's going to be a very, very different looking type of football. It won't look like indoor arena football. It'll look like kind of future football, if you will.
You're making it a TV set. I live 3 miles from there. It's going to be interesting to see. So innovative.
All right. Thank you.
Shirob, have you guys already signed on a bunch of advertisers? Because it sounds like a sponsor's dream.
We have. So we've announced Progressive Insurance and Champion. We've got a big pipeline that we're going to be announcing over the next couple of weeks. So yeah, we've got some really great sponsors that are involved in the league. Part of what we've done is we really talk about this also as like a sports technology lab. So if you think about, it's a league in a box. All of our guys are in one location. There's no travel. Everything's in one facility. It makes it very easy for technology companies to come in and try and test new things. So we've got one I can't wait to announce with some AI that we're building into the platform that's going to recommend plays for fans. And then looking down the road, do some really interesting stuff with potentially running a team. So we have a computer team in the league. So it's going to be some really interesting things that come out. We're going to put helmet cameras and mics on the players. We're going to have drones flying around, capturing the footage, right? Giving you some really unique views of the field. So again, this is as much video game and technology, you know, league as it is traditional football.
How does the play get down to, say, Johnny Manziel? So I'm a fan. I'm on Twitch. I'm watching. I vote for a play. I guess that play wins from all the fans voting for whatever play. It goes to him. How? Yep.
So coach has an iPad on the sidelines. In real time, the votes are tallied and he sees the results. And then, you know, all the players will have an earpiece. So not only to the quarterback, but also to all the other players, will be relaying the play from coach to the players. Similar to the coach calling in a play from his call sheet. It'll be that type of a play.
So if you unplug the internet at the arena, you're done.
we'll be playing football, but there won't be any fans calling plays for a couple of plays. That's for sure.
Any TV talk? Is any network interested in being a layer on top of it just to broadcast it? Because I would enjoy just watching all of that happen.
Yeah, so we're actually going into long form contract with one of the networks to have a couple hours a week on kind of linear programming. So that's part of the discussion. Wow. We're also, you know, not only Twitch, but there's a bunch of other media partners that we'll be announcing that are really exciting, that are covering the league and the players, and, you know, obviously telling, you know, the story of Johnny and kind of his. You know, I don't want to call it a comeback. I mean, I think, you know, part of this is it's a different way of looking at the game. And we want to give these players an opportunity to build their brand, their personal brands. I think Johnny is looking, has a passion for football, has a passion for competition. So he's excited about coming and basically being himself and really being able to grow his personal brand again, right? Be out in the spotlight, you know, play football, have fun. And then off the field, you know, build a fan base and continue to kind of grow that personal brand and network.
Well, this is fantastic. Thank you for telling us about it. I can't wait to see it. When's the debut?
February 13th is the first game.
February 13th. All right. So, Rob, thank you very much from the Fan-Controlled Football League. We look forward to seeing it.
Great. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Hey, the Pop Culture Show is presented by Purity. Ring in the new year with Purity Vodka and Purity Spritz.